Milling industry representatives from across sub-Saharan Africa received a virtual peek at the 2021 Kansas wheat harvest during a June 24th virtual trade team. The event was moderated by Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, and held in cooperation with U.S. Wheat Associates and the Nebraska Wheat Board. Each year, about half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported, emphasizing the importance of informational exchanges like this webinar for keeping current and future customers informed on crop progress, condition, and trade flows. Approximately 45 milling industry representatives from throughout the sub-Saharan African region attended the virtual event, including Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, Mozambique, Uganda, and Liberia. According to Justin Gilpin, Kansas Wheat CEO, there is a bond that our farmers hold with customers in the sub-Saharan African region, sharing as much information as possible directly with buyers early and often during the Kansas wheat harvest is a priority for us. Chad Wygand, U.S. Wheat Associates Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa, based in Cape Town, South Africa, said the virtual format has allowed U.S. Wheat Associates to expand market and crop updates to more participants from more countries across the region. Wygand said these webinars are much appreciated by our buyers. While webinars can't fully replace in-person visits, this has been one of the advantages of the webinars, getting a greater number of participants from multiple countries throughout the region that might not have been able to go on a trade team. Justin Gilpin and Royce Shaneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, provided insights on the Kansas and Nebraska wheat crops, respectively. Kansas State University's Wheat Extension Specialist Romulo Lolato walked through the 2021 growing season and its impacts on the 2021 Kansas hard red winter wheat crop, while Eric Sperber, the General Manager CEO of Cornerstone Ag in Colby, discussed the 2021 hard white wheat crop and specific market logistics for hard white wheat exports. Matt Murphy, Wheat Line Manager with The Andersons, Inc., provided insights on the U.S. and global grain trade situation. With a combine unloading into a grain cart on the go in the background, Tyler Ettinger, a Kansas wheat farmer from Meade, joined in for a live discussion from the harvest field. Wygand said it's giving some of our contacts who may not be very familiar with U.S. wheat greater knowledge about the variety of wheat classes and qualities the United States can provide. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.